I want to listen to a telephone message that you got from the school, and I think this comes from fairly early on in the experience with the two boys there. Fourth grade, is that what we're talking about? Fourth grade.
Friday, 10:57 a.m.
Hi, this is Libby Hickson from the Dorm School. Idris is fine. He got into a little brouhaha. He elbowed Sam and kind of shoved him out of the way after school yesterday. So we're going to talk to him today and give him a little warning about behavior because we can't have shoving and elbowing kids.
Looks like you've been having a hard time this year.
Yeah. They think I hit Sam, but I didn't. So then they said I got 2 days of suspension for whatever they say I hit him. And then I got another day suspension because they think I'm lying.
Are you lying?
No. He calls me a bully. Hisses at me, calls me I'm stupid. He says, you're a big bully.
How do you feel about being one of the few black kids there? Is that that's ever an issue for you?
No, it's never an issue.
Michelle.
I was angry. Going back to that time, I was angry because I felt that my son was being profiled, and I was trying to figure out what was the constructive thing for us to do in this moment. We felt that the punishment didn't really meet, was beyond the action that provoked it.
Yeah, these are suspensions at the fourth grade level, right? That's...
Yeah. I think that was really the beginning of understanding that as a black boy, Idris and Cheyenne were going to face very particular hurdles about how they are perceived, what kind of expectations there are about them, and what will be tolerated for them versus other students. I think that was really the first moment that we started to document on film these particularities about black boys in education.